Okay, so we're continuing Shir Shirim, Perek Gimel. And last time we did... On the top there. Those blue ones, yeah. We did Pasuk Dalet. And we talked about Richos in Pasuk Dalet. And there's just one... The end of Pasuk Dalet I still want to finish up. So Pasuk Dalet was talking about that all the things that returned after the Chet HaEgel, and the last thing it says, Al Beis Imi Val Cheder Hayrasi. So the Goyim had said that Beis Imi was the Anani. Akavit Cheder Hayrasi, he says, is the Kodesh HaKadoshim Shesham HaShchina. So it's referring to the Kodesh HaKadoshim with the Shekhinah, and that was one of the things that was lost by the Chet HaEgel, was the Shekhinah. So it returned, and we said it really returned when the Chanukas HaMishkan on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the year after the Egel. So the guy in the second shot explains how Kodesh HaKadoshim is merumas in the words Cheder HaRasi. So he says, Cheder HaRasi is the Aron, Shehoya Bechadre Chadarim. The Aron was in the inner room, the hidden room, the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Kedimyoin Havlad, just like a child. Keshu Bevetan Imoy Hunister, a child in its mother's womb is hidden. Avol Yoidim Shebevada Yesh Kan Uber. But everybody knows that even though you can't see it, there's a baby in there that eventually is going to come out, Lavir Ha'olam. Kain hu ba'aroin nistar ha'taira. Therefore, the aroin, which is in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and that's why it's called Cheder HaRasi, the room of HaRasi is like a pregnancy, because it's referring to the aroin in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and in the aroin is nistar ha'taira. The taira is hidden in there. And he says a paladika thing here, the guy. V'chol ha'karoiv karoiv yoyser, mikabel yoyser shefa ha'tayra. Whoever was closer to the Arayin was able to be mikabel the shefa of Tayra more. It was like as closer you are to the signal, the stronger the signal is. So Mamela, whoever was closer to the Arayin was mikabel the shefa ha'tayra more. V'chein b'har Sinai, says the Gaon, the same thing happened at Har Sinai. Hayu gvulim chalukim lohem. There were separate boundaries. Eich yamdu kol echad lefi madregasoi v'kabel hashbasoi. There were different boundaries where everyone would stand, and each one lefi madregasoi would be mekabel the hashba at Matan Torah. So the guy in here is saying two chidushim over here. He's saying chidush number one, when it comes to, let's go on the backwards. Chidush number one is to get to Matan Torah. Matan Torah, it says, the Zohar tells us as follows, V'chal ha'om royim es ha'koyles, it says. So the Zohar says, Kochad v'chad chamo de kochazilei. Every person saw what was roy for him to see. Continues the Zayar and says, Desanya, like the Brisa says, Kochad v'chad havukaimin shurin shurin. Klai Yisrael was standing in rows. Tchumin tchumim. Different boundaries. Ugetkois chazilu chamu kochad v'chad. And the way they were ra'i, that is the way that they saw. So it's mefurish here in Zayar that not everyone in Matan Torah experienced Matan Torah the same way. And in fact, they only experienced it kifi masher ro'i loy. Every person in Klal Yisrael, according to what he was ro'i to be masig by Matan Torah, he was. And each person was in sections kifi what he was ro'i to be mekabel. Now, the Gaon is adding something new here. The Gaon is adding new, just there's another Medrash also before we say that. The Medrash says in Medrash Rabbah, Boyu Re'ei, Heyach HaKol Yoytzei Eitzel Kol Yisrael, Kol Echad V'Echal Defi Koychoi. Also, it wasn't the same. The Kol of Matan Torah went to Klal Yisrael, says the Medrash, each person Lefi Koychoi, what he was able to be Mekabel. the zakenim lefi kaicham, the bacharim lefi kaicham, haktanim lefi kaicham, hayoinkim lefi kaicham, hanoshim lefi kaicham, vaf moisha lefi kaichai shenemar, moisha yedaber, volekim yanenu bekol, bekol shaya yachal isoivloi. So here also the Medrash is telling us that it's not so simple that every person in Klal Yisrael received the Torah, the koil of the Torah, the same. Adirabba, every person only got it lefi kaichai. But the Gaon here is telling us that it wasn't so much only sections, and it was lefi makim abidasai. Every person stood lefi madregasai. The Gaon is telling us there was places where to stand lefi the madrega to be mekabel the hashba. So the closer you are to Har Sinai, because you're right to be closer to Har Sinai, because you're right to be mekabel the Torah more, is how every person was mekabel the Torah. We know it legabe Moshe and Aaron and the Zakenim. There it says Moshe goes to the top, Aaron and Nadav Avihu go to a certain point, Zakenim go to a certain point. We know they had places tchumim where they could stand, but the guy is being mechadish that there was taka seating by Matan Torah. You know, it wasn't open seating, first come, first serve. Right, same type of idea. But the chiddush here, so the mal you learn the pshat is the fi the chashivas. You know, the chashivas go in the front, and the magid is here, and you know everybody has their place. But the guy is saying that lefi where you were standing is how much hashba you got. It's tali zebezet wasn't just every person lefi madrigasi where he gets to experience it. The experience also is dependent on where they were standing. And here the guy now says, Chiddush number two, that the same thing applies to Torah and the Aron. Same thing applies to Torah and the Aron, that where you stand, closer you are to the Aron, the more hashbas of HaTorah you get from the Aron. And Rav Brevda has a whole arichas over here, but the bottom line is, he's very bothered by, like, what does this mean? The bottom line is, he tries to highlight as follows. We do find throughout the Torah that whenever we have a shaila, whoever with the Torah wants to tell us that you got to go and ask a shaila in Torah, where does it say to go? We find many times Torah tells you go up to the Kehanim, go to the Levim, and ask your shaila. Now, it doesn't have to be. Right, even by Zokin Mamre, it says over there, Bisha Shayasal Vilti Shmaya La Kayan Aymil Sharisham. Kayan, wait a minute, Kayan, he's not listening to the halacha. Teretz is, and we find this also, the mitzvah in the Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin, there's a mitzvah that a Bezdin has to have, Kehanim and Levim. It's not Ma'akiv, says the Gemara, but there's a mitzvah to be Kehanim and Levim. So we see this concept that when it comes to Moira Hayra, in Klal Yisrael, we find that the Torah talks about them as the Kehanim and the Levim. The Gaon himself says, when he's talking about the Mile of Shevet Levi, the Gaon writes, "V'rubam shal Moire Hayras v'Shayftim hayu m'Shevet Levi." Most of the Moire Hayras in Klal Yisrael and the Shayftim in Klal Yisrael were from Shevet Levi, and he brings all these psukim that you see the Torah talks about. When it comes to Psak Halacha and to Tamid HaChamim, we talk about the Kehanim and the Levim. The Gemara in Yuma, Daf Chavav, says, Amar Rava, Lai Mashkach Surba Mirabonon de Moiri, Elodasi Mesheva Levi, and Mesheva Yisachar. So Rava says that if you see a Moira Hira in Klal Yisrael, he's either from Shevet Levi or from Shevet Yisachar. Levi, it says, Yairu Mishpatech Ali Yaakov. And Yisachar, it says, Umibnei Yisachar Yai Debina, so on and so forth. So the Maral writes over there, Lav Lameimra Li Efsher Lasuki Hilchasa Elohanu Beishvatim. Don't think to be a Moira Hira in Klal Yisrael that you have to be from these two shvatim. El roiv pamim kamar, says the Maral, it's roiv pamim. So you see, says the Maral, that even though it doesn't have to be, but it's roiv pamim. And the Mefarshim explain that, especially in Eretz Yisrael, Teretz Mim explains when Klal Yisrael was working on the land, and the people who were free from were free from the working of the land is the Kahanim and the Levim. They were supported by Klal Yisrael, Trumas and Maisras, so they were able to be Isaac and Tyra all day. So Melechum Techais, the people who were free to be Isaac and Tyra, are going to be the Kahanim and the Levim. But Avada, it's not Li Kuva, because we know Keser Tyra, anyone can be Zaycha to Keser Tyra. So now, when you think about it, so it comes out that there's the Kahanim and the Levim are the ones that are highlighted as the ones who are Meira Hira and Klal Yisrael, but the Gaon says over here the ones that's closer to the Aron. Lamaisa, when you look about the Chaniyah of Klal Yisrael around the Aron, the Kahanim and the Levim were Lamaisa, the ones the closest to the Aron. They were the ones who were Chayna in the middle over there, and could be since they're the ones that Yaakov Avinu, Yerim Shvatecha LeYaakov. Yaakov Avinu is the one who actually set up, right? The way they carry the meat of Yaakov is how we were chayna around the Mishkan. Rashi tells us, Chazal tell us. So Yaakov Avinu understood that kefi the neshamis and the ma'isim toivim of Shevet Levi. So they were the ones who had the tchuna and the time to be the Meira HaRabi Yisrael. So he dafka put them near the Aron because they needed to get that Mekar HaTaira, the Mekar HaTaira from there. And Moshe and Aaron Ubanov, who were perhaps even more roy for Taira than the Shar, than the other Leviim, they were mamish lifnei HaMishkan, mamish keneged pnei HaAron. So you see that it works out together here, this idea that the Gaon is telling us, the closer you are to the Aron, the more Kedusha a person has. And the same thing happened by Shefa Torah a person has. And it says by Har Sinai, he says, the same idea, this is the Gaon that says, the closer you were, depending on your place, was the Hashbah that a person got. Okay, let's move on to the next Pasuk. Hishpati eschem menoyis Yerushalayim b'tzvois ha'ilois ha'sada im ta'iru esha'avu ha'shetechpots. So Rashi says over here that it's referring to Hishpati eschem ha'umois b'yois ha'goyle b'neichem. That Hashem, or Klal Yisrael, was mashpia the umois ha'ilam, that when we are in Golos, im ta'iru v'im ta'iru avas doidi mimani. Are you going to try to remove the ava of my doyidi ayudei pitui v'hasasa lo'ozvoi loshov me'acharov? In other words, your job is not to mimefata us, to leave HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Stay away from us. Ad shetechbots bo'id sha'avosei chofetz alai. It's Klal Yisrael telling Numa Salem, stay away from me. Calls man that HaKadosh Baruch Hu still loves us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu still wants us. Don't be mefata me. Don't try to seduce me to leave HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Stay away from me. That's how Rashi learns. And the Gaon, we had this once before in Perek. This was where? There's a similar pasuk earlier. That he said, Ishpati Eschem. I don't remember. In the first Perek, maybe. I think it was in the first Perek. And over there also, he said the same idea that it's talking about the Mastinim Lamaila. It's talking about those who are Mo'ir Kitra Gan Klal Yisrael. So how does it find its place here? So the Gaon says very simple. Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought back his Ava that we lost after the Chet HaEgel, and we got back all the Matanois, so now we turn to the Mekatrigim and say, listen, we're back in good graces. Kevin Shechazra Ava, Hishpias HaMastinim Shelo Ya'aru Oid K'moy Shekosav Lemaila. So once HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought back his Ava after the Chet HaEgel, we're Mashbiya the Mastinim, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mashbiya the Mastinim, not to be Mekatchig anymore. Now the truth is that we said this also, that even though it says here, Kevan Shechazra Ava Kemoisha Hoysa, we had this for sure before in Perek Aleph, the Gaon talked about this, that even though it says here that Ava returned the way it was, the Gaon really says in Perek Aleph, Perek Tezayin, That actually HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Moisif Ava after the Chet Egel. And that's what we say every morning in davening, says the Goyin. Ava Rabba Avtanu Hashem Aleikenu. Chemla Gedayla Viseira Chamalta Aleinu. So he says, the Ava Rabba is talking about when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim and gave us the Torah. When's the Gedayla Viseira, the extra Ava? That's after the Chet HaEgel. That after Klal Yisrael was Chayte and did Tshuva, that itself is Maisiv even more Ava that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for Klal Yisrael. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for Klal Yisrael. So therefore, once there's this new Ava, and at least it came back the way it was before, and the Ava came back, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mashbiya, the Mastinim, no more Kitra Gan Klal Yisrael, they're back in my good graces. So let's go to Pasuk Vav. Mizois Oila Min HaMidbar, Kesimrois Osham, Mikuteres Mar Ulevayna, Mikoylav Kas Reichel. So Rashi says over here, Mizois Oila Min HaMidbar, Kishayisi Mahaleches B'Midbar, when I was going in the Midbar, V'hoya Amud Ha'esh V'anan Halchem Lefanai, and there was an Amud Ha'esh and an Anan that was going in front of me. V'hargim Nechashim V'akravim, I was going in the Midbar, and this Anan and Esh was in front of me, and it was killing all the snakes and scorpions. V'sarfin HaKoytzim V'abarkanim, and it burnt all of the bushes and all of the thorns. Lasis Haderech Mishar, so there should be a straight road as we traveled. Va'ayanan va'ashan oilin. Now the Anan and the Ashan were going up. V'royinayson umayis ha'ilam. Umayis. So the Rashi is learning it's going in the Amud Esh va'anan. The Amud Esh va'anan that went in front of Klal Yisrael to forge a path. V'royinayson ha'umayis. Umatzmiyas ha'gedulasi. And the Umayis ha'ilam would see it from the distance. The Anan and the Esh. And they couldn't believe it. Va'imrayis mizayis. They would say, wow, what unbelievable schus. Look at Klal Yisrael. Look what's coming from the Midbar. The Amud Esh V'anan. Kesimrais Ashan. So what is it? So Mizois Oila Min HaMidbar. Kesimrais Ashan, says Rashi. Kavoya V'zokov Ketamar. Tamar is a palm tree. Timrais is a lashon of a palm tree. The Ashan was straight up, like high and straight like a Tamar. Mukuteres mar, al shem anan haketayres shei metamer me'amizbeach apnimi. That's referring to the anan haketayres that was coming from the Mishkan. Roichel b'shem hamoicher kol mine besamim. Rashi says it's referring to Roichel hamoicher kol mine besamim, sells all types of besamim. Avkas, they're called an Avkas Reichel because they grind it up into avok, into fine powder like dust. So therefore the Pasuk is saying, the Umos Ha'ilam are saying, look at the Simrei Sashan that's coming out of the Midbar. Tall, Mukuteris Mar Levina. Not only that, they saw the burning of the Mar and Levina and the Mizbeach HaPnimi, Mikol Avkas Reichel, and it had many different types of spices in there as well, and the Mizbeach HaPnimi. That's the way the Rashi learns. So the Gaon says like this, Pirish Be'eneyem Yipale Mehechen Olu L'Madregazu. It's a Pella. Mizois Oilam Min HaMidbar. This is the Umas HaOilam talking. The Umas HaOilam, like Rashi learns, the Gaon learns as well. But not that they're just looking at the situations. Look, wow, look at that Anan and Ashan coming. It's unbelievable. It's a Pella to them. It's a question. Not a Mizois, wow. Mizois says they don't understand it. It's a Pella. Mehechan alu l'madregazu. How was it Shaykh, the Klal Yisrael, was able to be Oila to such a Madrega? Now, what does it mean? What's a Pella? What's a Pella? This is a very important thing. What's a Pella? A Pella is something Shaloira Ha'adam Miyamav. A lashon of a Pella is something Nifla, is something a person never saw before. The Gaon says later on in Shir HaShirim that when the Pasuk says in Zechariah, V'haya Bayamahu Yipalei Be'enei Ha'am Hazeh, that means to say, L'asilavi HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do Nisim, Mashaloira Miyamayim. Things Nisim that no one ever saw before. So says the Gaon, but Avalein Zedavar Gadol, perhaps that's not such a big thing. Maybe their fathers had these nisim, and even though they didn't see it, but maybe their avi saw it. The pasuk ends off, "Gam be'ena yipale shafilu la kadosh baruch hu chiddush ki lo yasa kadosh baruch hu nisim keila adayin l'shum adam ba'olam." Vim kein hu plia gam be'ena yakadosh baruch hu. Says the guy in the Zechariah Navi saying, "B'shem Hashem, even to me it's a pella." Hashem says, "I never even saw such nisim. Nobody ever saw such a thing." Now, there's a meridik meshachachma. The meshachachma brings b'shem his zeda, and the pasuk oisei fella this inyan. He says as follows. He says a little bit different than the Gaon, but the same idea. A pella is not just something you never saw before. A pella is something that your imagination can never imagine. You can never think of such a thing. And he gave a mashal. He says like this. He says, when the telegraph was invented, that was a pella. Why? The concept of instant communication between two distant places was something no one ever imagined could happen before. Imagine, you wrote a letter, you sent it off Pony Express and said, "Oh, that I could go click, click, click over here and it'll come out on the other side instantaneously." No one ever imagined that till it came to the world. That's a pella. He says, when the telephone was invented, the telephone's chachma is far greater than the telegraph. But it's no longer a pella. Because instant communication existed in the world. That concept existed. A pella is a new concept no one ever could dream of before. So So what do we say? We say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was oisefella. By Kriyas Yamsuf, it was a pella. No, and the Makkos also, everything. It's Yitzias Mitzrayim was a pella. Nobody in the world ever in their imagination dreamt of such nisim. Oisefella was a pella. Says the Navi, ki meitzeischa meretz Mitzrayim erenu nifloi. Hashem says legabi osad lavoi, that just like the days I took you out of Mitzrayim, erenu nifloi. I'm going to show you nifloi, things that are ploim. So the Medrash says, just like I showed your father's niflois, I'm going to show you niflois. Zok the Meshech Chachma, it's nifl in the veld. Zok the Meshech Chachma like this. What type of nisim are going to happen when it comes losad lavoi? Nisim? So we'll say to ourselves, listen, we know Kriyas Yamsuf, we know Makkos, we know Matan Torah, we know the concept of a nes. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do bigger nisim. Okay, that's like the telephone to the telegraph. The concept of nisim, we can imagine. You're going to tell me it's going to be unbelievable nisim compared to Yetzias Mitzrayim? No, but it's not a pella. So the Rebbeinu Shalom, no. Ki meitzeischa meretz Mitzrayim arenu niflois. You can't even imagine, even with everything you know about nisim, what you're going to see, loss of love is vayt, are going to be a pella. It's going to be beyond anything you could imagine. It's going to be like a new telegraph, a brand new concept that you never saw before. So that's the lashon of a pella. So comes along, that's the Ummah Sa'ilim are saying, is it a pella? Who would have ever imagined that this nation, where are they coming from? Where did this all happen from? But the truth is that we have to remember that the fact that it was a pella was part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'mekayim the Haftacha. He told Moshe Rabbeinu after the Chet HaEgel. What did Moshe Rabbeinu ask in Parshas Kitzisa? So Rashi learns viniflinu means viniya muvdolim badavar hazeh mikol ha'am. We want to be separate. The Gemara talks about Moshe Rabbeinu asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should never switch us, trade us for any other umayis. That's Rashi, that's the way the Gemara learns, and the Ibn Ezra says as well. But in the Gaon over there on that pasuk writes, v'niflinu loshoin pele. It's a loshon of ploim. Dover shel dvorim sheloi ro b'nei adam me'olam. And what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu answer at the end over there that we lain? Neged kol amcha esen niflois asher loi nivru b'chol aretz. I'm going to show you niflois that no one ever thought of before. Vihu, says the guy, and what's that referring to? Shriya sa'anan ala mishkan, va'kavod shayra aleim le'en kol. The pella that the Umasoilim are going to wonder about, the pella that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Klal Yisrael after Cheto Egel was that Gilui Shechina, that Ashroas Hashechina, that's not something that we had with Kriyas Yamsov and with Yetzias Mitzrayim. This was a brand new thing that the Shechina should be Shaira. So when we come over here, after the Maisa HaEgel, and we're saying the Shvachos of Klal Yisrael, so according to the Gaon, we're putting in another thing here. Not only did we get back all the things, but there's this Hashroas Hashchina that's a Pella, because that was one of the Havtachos. After the Chet HaEgel, HaKadosh Baruch is going to do Niflois. So Mizois Oila, the Umus Oila Mar Yipale, Mehechan Ola L'Madregazu. Now, Min HaMidbar, so what's the answer? Whether they know this answer or not, because they wonder, in the Midbar, what happened there? Sham Kiblu Es HaTayra. All this came because we're Mekabal Es HaTayra. Because of Kabbalah Es HaTayra was the beginning of all these Milas. Avad with the Chet HaEgel and all this stuff, they came back, but it starts off, they wanted to know where we came from. It comes from Kabbalah Es HaTayra. Now, the Gaon continues and says, Umizais. Now he says something al pi Kabbalah, and I'm only going to say it because if I don't say it, the next pasuk one prat won't make sense. So therefore, he writes Umizais is neged halavim shenoisim aaron vakaydish akadoshim. He says the words Mizais somehow mean the levim carrying the aaron and the kaydish akadoshim. It's something al pi Said Reb Revda says, and he gives a pshat, but it's not negel in yaneinu at the moment. But just to know that in this pasuk the Levium were mentioned, we'll have to know for the next pasuk that we'll learn whenever we learn it. So that's that. Mizois Oila, where did it come from? Min HaMidbar. Kisimrois Ashan. Like Simrois Ashan, we said were pillars of smoke. Pirish, says the Gaon, ki b'mishkan, in the Mishkan, there was the Kodesh HaKadoshim, there was the Heichal, and there was Azara. That's what the Mishkan was made of. So first we talked about the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and that's this Mizois that we said, the Aron and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and we talked about the Kodesh HaKadoshim a few minutes ago in the pasuk before, El Cheder HaRasi, we said, was the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And now, says the Gaon, we're going to talk about the Heichal. Now we're talking about the Heichal. In the Heichal there were three things. There was the Mizbech in the middle, there was the Shulchan and the Tzofoin, which is the right side when you're walking in. There's the Menorah Bedarim on the left side. So Kesimras Ashan, that's referring to the Menorah Shehi Oila Ashan Kitamar. That the smoke of the Menorah went straight up like a tamar, like a date tree. Mekuteres Mar, that is the burning of the incense Mar, Hu Amizbeach Shektira Lav Keteres, and the Mar is the first of the Besamim, Roish L'Kol HaBesamim, Mar Derar, is Roish L'Kol HaBesamim, Ki Yodua. And then we say, Ulevayna, that's the Shulchan, where they were Makter, from the Shulchan, they were Makter, the Shnei Bozichei Levayna. Mikol Avkas Roichel, that's the Azara, all of the Avkas Roichel is the Azara, Shesham Hiktiru Kol HaKarbonas Ushchitasa. So according to the Gaon over here, we already talked about the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now we're talking about the Heichal and the Azara. So the Menorah has the Ashan Kitamar. Now Bechlau we find throughout the Shas, when we talk about the Eish of the Ashan Hamaracha and the Ashan of the Ketiris in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it always goes straight up, right? The Gemara in the Mishnah Masechta Avos says, one of the Nisim was a Ruach, never swayed the Ashan. It went straight up Kitamar. You find throughout Shas, Mitamer V'Oila, when it talks about the Ashan, and also when the Kohen Gadol burns the Ketiris and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it says it's Mitamer V'Oila, it goes up straight like a Tamar, then it goes around. It's always a Lashon of straight up like a Tamar. So Kesimrois Ashan, but it's interesting, and we'll talk about it in a second, that the Gaon talks about that's the Menorah, the fire of the Menorah, smoke, we never heard of smoke coming up from the Menorah. Smoke comes from the Mizbeach always. Ketiris, outside Mizbeach, inside Mizbeach. Here he says, talking about for the Menorah. Okay, pause for a moment. Mekuteres Mar, so that's the Mizbeach HaKetiris, that's very good, we're burning the Mar. Levina is the Shulchan, Shektirolav Shnei Bazichi Levina. And Mikol Avkas Reichel, so Avkas Reichel, Rashi learns, we said it's from the it's ground up. He says like meicher kol minei besamim. A reichel is someone who sells all types of besamim. So it's interesting that the Gaon is saying the mizbeach hachitzayin is called avkas reichel. Now there was no besamim on the mizbeach hachitzayin. He says because all of the karbanos are shechted there. So the aside has to be because what's a carbon shechted? L'reach nichayach. We don't know what reach nichayach means for the Rabbi Nishalom. But he put it in our lashon as a pleasant smell. So avkas roichel is that reach nichayach that comes from the carbonus. Comes from the carbonus. The only question over here is like we're saying like this. The shulchan and the menorah are a modern way of describing it. The menorah we're describing with smoke. And the shulchan we're describing with the levina that's on it. What about the lechem apanim? That's the chayre, the ikker. So Brevda wants to taina like this. He wants to taina that the pasuk here is being merames all the things that are legavoya. The things that there's, I don't want to say it, tsayrech legavoya, but there is something being brought to the Rabbi Nishalayla. So the mizbech haktayres, that's obvious. And avkas reichel mizbech hachitzen is obvious. But on the menorah, which part is for the Rabbi Nishalom? V'chila oira hu tzarech? He doesn't need our oira. He doesn't need our oira. So even though we look at the menorah as a meyer, but the Rabbi Nishalom doesn't need it. The only part of the menorah, this is a psachidish from the Gaon, the part of the menorah that goes the gavaya is the smoke that comes up from it. And it's simrais asham. There's many different marim there. It's not just one, and maybe that's why the Gaon understood it's referring to the menorah as opposed to the mizbeach. Mizbeach has one pillar of smoke. What's simrais pillars? Because the menorah has seven different pillars of smoke. So there's something the Gaon's Mechadish does, that the smoke that comes from the menorah is something that goes the gavaya. And when it comes to the shulchan, that's obvious, the lechem aponim we eat. The only thing that goes to the gavaya is the levaina. So when we're describing the pella of the mishkan and the ashras hashchina, we talked about the kodesh hakadosh, and we talk about the heichal, we talk about the azara, we're talking about the things that are going the gavaya, and therefore for those two things, the menorah and the shulchan, so the Gaon had to find these knaches that are going l'gavaya, whether it's the fire, or whether it's, I'm seeing the smoke, or whether it's the levina, and that's why he chose those things, and we'll stop here for today.